Welcome to the Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. And may I also say to you, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019. We're glad that you have joined us for the podcast. We hope that your new year is off to a very good and God-honoring start. As we've said on the podcast a few times, we hope that you're subscribing to the program because beginning very soon, in fact, hopefully beginning next week, this feed will become one where you get three episodes each week, most weeks. Our sermons will be on this feed, as well as this middle-of-the-week devotional or shorter program, as we're calling it. If you haven't listened to the previous programs, this is just the fourth episode, so you could quickly go back and listen to the previous episodes. But please take a moment in whatever app you use and subscribe to the program. It would also help us a great deal if you would take a moment, if you could, to rate and review the program. We don't understand how those metrics work, but we know that they do. We've mentioned before that these middle-of-the-week programs are going to be shorter, but they're also going to be varied in their content. Sometimes there'll be a devotional thought. Other times there might be an interview. Sometimes there might be an event preview. And that's sort of the case with this program this week. We want to take a moment and let you know about something that we have upcoming that hopefully will be ongoing for a long, long time for our young people. And if you're not from our area, we hope maybe this will give you an idea of something to do with the young people in your area. But if you are in our area, we would love to have your teenagers involved in this. We're simply calling this Central Teens in the Word. And the idea behind Teens in the Word is exactly what it sounds like. On Sunday mornings, we have Bible classes for all ages, including our teenagers, but all ages, from babies all the way through adults. We do the same thing on Wednesday nights. And Central Teens in the Word is not meant to replace those. It is certainly not meant to replace Bible instruction that's going on in our various homes, parents teaching their children, grandparents teaching their children. But what Central Teens in the Word is meant to be is a time when our young people and their friends get together for a home-cooked meal, and then a time of Bible study wherein, instead of using some sort of curriculum or some sort of book, we simply teach our young people how to study the Bible by actually studying the Bible. In other words, how to read the Bible and make proper applications, how to study it properly within its context. And then we're going to, over the course of time, take the time to work through various texts of the Bible. This is not going to be a time for preparing sermons or Bible classes, but how to study the Bible for our own. Let's be honest, the Bible is a wonderful book, but the Bible is also a very long book, 66 books within that great book, hundreds and hundreds of chapters, and thousands upon thousands of verses. And sometimes, because of the sheer size, the sheer volume of the Bible, we don't know how to study it. We don't know how to take this book and really make it come alive in our lives. And before our young people move away or go away to college, or even if they stay here, before they enter the workforce and are faced with different circumstances and different stresses and responsibilities in life, we want to take it very seriously, teaching them how to take this book and faithfully and in a God-honoring way study it for themselves. Our associate minister, Leo McKinley, and I are going to be leading these discussions most of the times. Ever so often, we're going to ask someone else to come in. And we also want to let you know that this is going to be something we don't do in our church building. We're going to do it in homes of our members because we want this to be a relaxed time. We want it to be a time where, as we said, the meal is something that's just home cooked. The kids get to enjoy, the young people get to enjoy a good meal for about 30 minutes and then 1 hour of Bible study, just sitting on couches and the floor and at tables, wherever they can find a place with an open Bible and learning how to study the Bible together. The first several times we meet will be more introductory material. You know, what are we looking for when we open the Bible? What type of things should we train our eyes and our minds to be noticing as we read through a text? How do we find a text to study? And then how do we take that text apart and make it something that's very useful to us and understandable to us? As we said, we're calling it Central Teens in the Word because we're focused on our young people. But if you're in our area, we would love to have your teenagers with us. We're going to begin on Thursday, January the 10th. And the goal is to meet every other week, not every other January, that wouldn't be very close together, every other week on a Thursday night. And we're sure there are times we might have to adjust that schedule because of other things going on, but hopefully for quite some time we can stay on the every other week schedule. And so if you would like more information, The best thing to do is to either call or email us here at the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, or maybe better yet, to follow our Facebook page, because there we'll be sharing each time the times, which typically will be 6:30 to 8 on Thursday evenings, but also the locations, because as we said, this will not be at our church building, will be in someone's home, and so you'll need to know which home to be at. Your young people would be more than welcome. If you're not from our area, is this not something you could do with young people, or something similar you could do with young people in your area? Yes, Sunday morning Bible class is important, as is Wednesday night, but something where we get together in a relaxed setting, but spend the entire time opening God's Word and learning how to study God's Word by working through texts together, by training young people how to see key words and how to ask questions of the text so that it comes alive in their lives. We want our young people to be equipped with a knowledge of God's Word by knowing how to study it on their own. And by the way, what dividends that will pay in their lives, of course, but also in the future of the church, as these young people grow to be Bible class teachers. Hopefully one day some of the young men become preachers, deacons, and even elders. What a great dividend it will pay if we teach our young people not just to haphazardly pick up God's Word, but to truly do what Paul said and study, to show themselves approved unto God, and to know how to rightly handle the Word of truth. We hope that this has been encouraging to you. We hope this has been something you'd be interested in knowing more about. Again, you can follow our Facebook page. Just search for Central Church of Christ on Facebook, and we're the one in Paducah, Kentucky, and you can find us there and find out all sorts of information about this and many other things we have going on in the coming weeks and months. But we hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. We hope that you will rate and review the podcast. And we hope that you will be with us for the next episodes that we release very, very soon here on the Central Focus. I'm Adam Fawn, one of the ministers here at Central. We meet at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah, Kentucky. And we hope that you can join us for a worship service. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible class and 10:30 for worship. We also meet at 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings for worship, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for midweek Bible study. We hope that you'll learn to study the Bible, love studying the Bible, and we hope that you will always make your central focus on Jesus.